This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard One Surefoot.
Emily Axford.
Having a chat with a bean rat, Calliope Petrichor.
Who could forget our old friend Bean Rat?
Everybody be on the lookout for some Bean Rat merch.
And then, of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
Saw Buffo, yo, and my toe is tapping because it's time for some ribbit rapping. Rip, 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 rapping. Rip, 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 rip. Whenever you want to go, Murph. Whenever
you got
ready,
it. Okay.
Got
Am
it.
I supposed to rap?
No, you can just start the
I
recap.
Can just keep going. Okay.
Just rap rhymes with recap. Yes. If you wanted to do something
messages,
with that.
I'm confused.
Okay. Freestyle the recap, man.
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to freestyle it.
You should maybe freestyle it.
I don't want to freestyle the recap. Okay, my name is Murph, and I'm here to say we're about to start the recap in a major way.
Yes! Fuck, dude!
Guys, I came up with that right off the top of the freaking
dome. Your dome is incredible, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's go ahead and do a little recap. So last time, you dealt with the fallout of, the literal fallout of dropping a cable car with Swag Daniels and his mothership friends inside. After Swag escaped, you were descended on by drones who scanned Callie and confirmed her identity as one of the killers. Knowing she was marked, Callie elected to hide away in the mines for the night to draw heat away from the party. During the night, Callie spoke to a rat and found a bean rat.
Bean
later,
rat.
Would later become
bean rat. You make
it sound
so unhinged.
No, it's not.
It's the first plush that's wet when you get it. Shop.nadpod.com.
Those beans are uncanned. They just come loose in the box.
It's been soaked in backed up garbage disposal water.
It's mostly juice.
You can't ship a can. It's too expensive. A box is way cheaper.
Yeah. It'll be dripping with bean juice for sure.
We guarantee it.
Anyway, during the night, Callie spoke to a rat and found out that Gromdahl Bronzebeard, the Beastmaster she once fled from with the original serpent egg, is attempting to communicate with the new Iron Deep serpent wreaking havoc in the mines. The serpent hatched from an egg in Gromdahl's care, and he seems to be trying to reconnect with it through the rats. Meanwhile, Hard One and Saul chatted about their strange relationships with their fathers and daddy selves, then attempted to decipher a message sent by Bean Rats from Callie. The next morning,
two guys hanging out.
Two guys freaking chilling, hanging out with Bean Rats.
Yeah, talking to rats.
The next morning, you were visited by Advisor Zaline, who equipped you with fire-resistant armor to brave the sweltering heat. Sweltering? Is that what word I'm looking for? Sweltering? Okay.
Yeah, that's a
I
word.
Don't know. For some reason, I looked at that and I was like, no, not right. But it is correct. Okay.
You got it, man.
Words
we got
do
it.
That to me all the time.
Words are weird, gang.
They look like
they really
they're not
are.
Words. Yeah. Like they try to pose like they're not a word.
I know. I was like, sweltering? What is that? Like sweating? Turing?
I mean, I think if you're sweltering, you're probably sweating.
You're
too.
Also sweating.
You should doubt yourself.
It's a swell sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you
that's
swelter, it's a swell sweat.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could be sweltering in a sweater, actually.
Yeah.
There's a lot of SW based heat words out there.
Yeah.
Who's
you're not quite
freestyling
schwitzing,
now?
But you're definitely
you can
sweltering.
Swallow your sweat as you sweat in a sweater.
Okay. And with that,
ooh, a sweltering
I'm going to get back to it.
Caldwell dropped the beat again.
Rip,
So you guys got fire-resistant armor to brave the sweltering heat deep below the mountain so you could
Now it doesn't sound like a word to
me. Now it doesn't sound... Okay. To brave the sweltering heat.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds right.
You feel like you're wearing a sweater.
Saul is
so
wearing
hot.
A sweater, so it checks out.
To brave the sweltering heat deep below the mountain so you could find the missing Jaina Bronzebeard. As you prepared to leave, you were approached by Krugan, who asked you to be on the lookout for his daughter, Kenna, in the mines. She is Jaina's squire and is likely lost down there with her. Krugan warned you, though, to be subtle. His daughter resents his connection to the Iron Deep criminal underworld. You descended into the mines and met up with Callie again as Foster began glowing.
Hi.
She's here.
Oh, hey.
As Foster began glowing and leading you into the mountains towards the serpent, you followed the footsteps left by Jaina and her crew, but pivoted to an abandoned tunnel full of spider webs and crossed a heavily damaged bridge before it collapsed. On the other side, you entered an enormous mine shaft and raced down an avalanche of rock. After numerous knockouts, Hardwon managed to drag Callie to an escape tunnel, and the three of you tumbled to safety as the exit behind you was sealed with rock and debris. You took a moment to lick your wounds before Foster, once again, began plodding down the abandoned mines towards the serpent, and that's where we are now. We are catching up with our crew here. You guys have just taken a short rest. So how's everybody looking?
I'm not at full, but I did use all my...
Okay. So you guys have mustered kind of all of your enthusiasm and constitution for the day right away with this rock slide.
Yeah. I'm just putting Band-Aids on everyone's asses.
Yeah.
My luck points are gone.
Cute. Give me a cute little Band-Aid on my face.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. Powerpuff Girls. I don't know why I have this.
You are in this tunnel. The dust has settled, and Foster begins kind of plodding along down the mine with his red eyes. And
it's
just
so strange that we always let him go first.
Yeah. He just looks back at you guys expectantly.
He looks so small and vulnerable.
Yeah, there's a saying about canaries in a mine, but he's a duck, so it should be fine.
He's our fearless leader.
I fall into step with my leader, Foster.
Yeah, you see he's plodding along and you guys are following him as he's doing
plod.
A little waddle.
Yeah,
we all waddle behind.
Yeah.
I'll waddle last.
Yeah, you guys
yes,
all
Captain.
Waddle in a line, and Foster is almost like a divine construct, so he defies sort of a regular like logic of nature. Yeah. He'll just like fall over and get completely squished and then just get up and keep plodding along.
Wait, at this point, do we see like actual lava that he's just like walking past?
Yeah, he's just like walking through little puddles of lava and stuff. He's fine.
Wow.
But as you guys plod along and waddle along, everybody go ahead and give me perception checks.
15.
10.
9.
Okay. Walking down the tunnel for a while, you come across a patch of debris where another tunnel has collapsed and collided with this one. You can get past it with some climbing, but it clogs up a lot of the hall here with rock and dust. But amongst the debris, Callie, you catch a shimmer of metal reflecting back on your torchlight. I'll say you guys have like little torches out because it's pitch black in here. And you notice the serrated edge of a large drill bit.
Okay. I'm curious. I'm gonna try to free it from the debris.
Great. You guys start moving some of this debris here, moving rocks, pushing like boulders to the side. It takes a while to clear out some of this stuff, but you quickly become aware that this is a enormous drill car. And Hardwon, you have seen vehicles like this. You take some time to remove the debris, and you find this very large drill car. There are big treaded tires, a dark, thick metal shell, and a thick glass bubble that must be magically protected in some way because it has not broken under the weight of all these rocks.
Okay.
This thing's pretty cherry. I used to drive one of these in high school.
What's the sound system like?
Oh, it's not as good as my speaking stone in a cup on the boat, but it'll do.
Retro.
I guess the bubble's kind of like one big cup. We can just pop the speaking stone in there and just be bombarded with sound.
Let's get in.
Sweet. So, Hardwon, you crack open the bubble and notice that there's not several seats in here. There's just one giant cushioned leather seat.
Mm.
And
not sure this was a dwarven vehicle.
Yeah, that kind of occurs to you, Hard One. And you look out and you're kind of like, this is a little bit bigger than I remember. Hey, I probably haven't ridden in one of these since I was a lot younger. And it looked, the dwarven ones looked a lot bigger. But here I am. And this seems to be the same size. And I've gotten a lot larger. That's strange.
Yeah. Can Callie and I fit in like one of the ass grooves?
Yeah, you guys can, all three of you can fit inside, which is obviously a little concerning.
Huh.
So mine in high school was a compact, I think. It was a hatchback little car.
So, okay, of the people that we've met in this town, who would need one that is this size? Is that the implication that someone else that's not a dwarf has been coming down here?
Go ahead and give me insight checks.
That's a 4.
8.
Okay.
13?
Just a swallowed okay.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to say that with such a low roll from Hard One, who would be the one that would maybe know more about this stuff, you don't get any more information other than this is pretty clearly a giant's drill car.
Right, yeah, when you said giant seat, you were being literal.
A literal giant's seat.
Do we find a driver registration form?
How hot is the engine? Has it been used recently?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as you guys like investigate around and stuff, you do pick up that this is not some ancient piece of equipment that's been lost to the mines. This is something that was used recently and probably just got away from its driver in one of these rock slides.
Like in the past couple days?
Like in the past couple days or maybe even in the past couple hours.
But wait.
Can I take my hair that I took from Ultrasis' head and look to see if it's got a companion hair in here?
Okay. Go ahead and do a hair check. Let's see. Investigation check with advantage.
18 on the dice. That is a 19.
Okay, great. Callie, you look around and you do find some long red hairs in here.
Just like the one I have?
No, Ultras' hair is white. He's a frost giant.
Someone fucking else is doing this.
Hard One pats his head. I'm not losing any, am I?
Can I do an investigation check?
Yeah.
Hard One is losing his hair.
Yeah, sure.
As a 17 becomes an 18.
I can assure you that she successfully sees that I'm not.
You know, Jake controls his own character. So weirdly, yeah, he's got a pretty disheveled beard, but as you like comb through it, they fucking stay stuck.
Damn, what are you doing?
You think
he
might be putting product in there.
Seed oil or something? How is it so thick and healthy?
I don't know, maybe you know some sort of like paladin that's like keeping it strong and healthy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a biotin.
Paladins do that? I'm a paladin.
I'll say, without even a new insight roll or whatever, fire giants. You guys know fire giants are down here in the mines and stuff. And
right, but their home is deeper down.
So do you think that... is it
you guys are getting pretty deep.
Coming up?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Were they bursting through, trying to, like, expand their territory?
This is so fucked. I'm, like, thinking of all the fucking people that we're going to have to talk down off of attacking this serpent. And now I'm going to add fire giants to that list.
Ugh. There's a chance we just discovered a vehicle. They might not know about the serpent. We are in their territory.
Right.
All right, let's get in, rifle through for any goods.
Great.
Let's check these radio presets.
Yeah, what do fire giants listen to?
Hard One, as you touch the sort of bubble up here where there's all these buttons and levers and everything, you see that a dashboard does light up and instantly you see everything goes kind of dark and then there's red lights that go up all around the dashboard showing like white text and things like that. All in an unfamiliar language, you can presume giant. Mm-hmm. And amongst the messages on the dashboard, there is an obvious radar device that is not picking up any other vehicles at the moment.
Okay.
But you do see that there is a lever that is near like this giant steering wheel, that Hard One. You need to like go almost full wingspan in order to drive it. It's quite ridiculous. You look like a child practicing driving like in their parents' lap.
All right. I guess a hard one. You control the steering wheel. I'll sit on your head and be the lookout. And Callie, do you want to be the pedals?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm all about flowers. Get me on the pedals.
Ooh, that's good.
Sweet. Yep. Yeah. You guys fumble through the various buttons and stuff. And eventually the arcane engine roars to life. But you do see that a red message pops up on the screen, again, in giant, and the engine sputters, and the vehicle smokes, but it's running.
Okay. Hard one?
Yeah, that's fine. These things, they'll drive forever with the red light on. That's just a gimmick. Trying to get you to take it to the shop, then they upcharge you.
That checks out, yeah.
I never do
giant
that.
Giant mechanics just make a big fucking payday while we panic.
Yeah, no, this will drive till the end of time. Don't you worry about her. Listen to that engine purr. I mean, come on. That's a beaut.
Honestly, I'm like hanging out with beasts these days, and yeah, that sounds like a purr to me.
It just sounds like a crying dog.
You know what? Let's not even listen to the radio. I could listen to this engine all day.
Yeah, it's got kind of a beat to it. Do we see anything in here that would like give us a clue to like the identity of the giant? I don't know if there's like an ID tag or something, if this is like a giant construction worker.
No.
I also look for an ID tag.
You look for an ID tag. All you find is their CD booklet.
I'm down amongst the petals.
Down amongst the petals. You do find a discarded CD booklet.
Okay. Ah, it's a lot of cool jazz, strangely enough.
Right. Yeah, a lot of cool jazz. Also a lot of heavy metal for sure.
Uh-huh.
You know they're rocking heavy metal under the mountain.
All right, let's throw on some Puddle of Mud, I guess.
Yeah, they're listening to new metal.
She fucking hates me.
She fucking hates me.
Callie loves Puddle of Mud.
Absolutely fucking relate to this song. You kidding me?
Sweet. So are you guys going to proceed with the sort of sputtering engine?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also break every other CD because we only need Puddle of Mud.
Yeah.
We got the one.
We take out the one and I smite the rest of them.
Great. You smash all this CDs.
Use a banish.
And you begin playing Puddle of Mud, their early aughts' favorite new metal band.
She fucking hates me.
And you begin, Foster hops up on the dashboard, hides his feet, and kind of just sits there and kind of just looks in the direction that he thinks the serpent is in.
Can we put Foster on the top like he's a bobblehead?
Yeah. And he just bobbles as the drill car rocks.
All right, follow that duck.
You guys hit
the
ignition. This strange vehicle roars to life, or kind of whimpers to life as it's like half broken. And you guys begin digging through the mountain towards where Foster detects the serpent to be. This enormous drill bit is spinning like crazy. That part does not seem to be damaged at all, which is great. Cuts through the mountain easily like a knife through butter.
This is such an erratic way to travel. This mountain has to be absolutely permeated. Oh my God, that's so fucking dangerous.
It's definitely super dangerous.
Yeah, so I was like studying a map of like safe routes to take and can't decipher it. I don't know. I'm sure it's fine.
You guys see rocks and pebbles bouncing off of the protective enchanted glass as you chew through the mountain and create a tunnel ahead of you. And as you guys travel, you're able to make it for a while without any kind of problem, just sort of digging through dirt. And Foster's kind of leading the way with his eyes. Hard one, you just sort of bend the wheel wherever you see the bobblehead going. As he bobbles back and forth.
She ducking hate. Yeah!
Took too long.
Oh no.
She ducking hates me. Quack, 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 quack.
Do you guys think this is Gatorade or dip spit?
As you chug it, it looks like Gatorade, but it tastes like dip spit, so you don't know.
Don't hog the dip spit.
I think I'm getting a buzz.
Hey, buckle up, you two.
It's dip spit, but you can tell that the giant had Gatorade earlier. So it still has electrolytes.
All right, no fair.
Tobacco flavored.
Yeah. Tobacco flavored Gatorade.
Put the dip spit in the cup holder. All right.
All right, fine.
We'll have dip spit when we get there.
So for the next hour or so, you guys make incredible progress through the mountain. Eventually, though, you do see two blips appear on your dashboard radar device. One is moving quickly past you, but on a slightly different trajectory, mm-hmm. kind of in the direction of the serpent, but like way faster than you guys. There's another one that is slowly moving towards you. I say slowly. It's not moving as fast as the other one, but it's moving faster than you guys. Okay. There's a blip moving towards you guys, and after a moment, you see new messages in white letters begin to appear on your dashboard.
Well, that's just not safe. Saul dismisses them.
Okay. Dismiss them. They go away.
Do we get a sense of the size of these blips? Or are they just little dots?
You see that the one is, you guys have sort of a blip that is representing you guys that's right in the center. There's one that is catching up to you guys that is moving faster than you, but you can imagine maybe they just don't have a broken engine. That blip is exactly the same as you guys. Okay. And there's another one that's a little bit bigger, not nearly as big as like the Zeppelin or anything. And that one is fucking grooving going by. You got no hope of catching that one.
Okay,
right now.
Okay, so big, fast one, one that's moving a little faster than us that's the same size as us.
And that one is coming towards you guys.
Okay.
You get a new message in white.
Okay, is there like a microphone or something like air traffic control?
Can we FaceTime
essentially?
Them?
You do reach out, and as you touch one of the messages, you do see that it lights up and shows like a little cursor and characters in the giant language with which to respond with.
Oh, okay. So there's a couple of like preset options.
Are there any emojis? Just like a thumbs up or something?
Yeah, you could give essentially like an affirmative. You do see like a check and an X.
Okay, let's send out a check. You know, no issues, mm-hmm. no problem.
Yeah,
great. All good.
Okay,
let's try that.
You send out a check. You see the blip sends back another check and continues to head towards you.
Okay, maybe we should rendezvous.
Should we do like a like two faces and then like a little lightning bolt in between or something like that?
Yeah, just send a bunch more pictures.
Right.
Just jam it, man.
Yeah, let's be friendly.
You guys just keep sending back random symbols, getting back question marks.
I don't want anyone to think that we're mad at them.
You get the little question mark reaction on each of your messages that you send.
I'll send him that face with like a squiggly smile on it. It looks kind of sly, but also like maybe a little drunk. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, you send a sly smile question mark.
Should we go full eggplant?
Okay. So
okay, should we stop and get out of the car? Or should we stop and hide?
Or should we stay in the car and wave?
Yeah, can we disguise ourselves in this cockpit somehow and then just like wave as if we're a fellow giant?
I didn't stock disguise self today.
Okay, well,
is there a booster seat that I could sit on?
Can you make Hard One look like he's on fire somehow?
I can attack him with searing smite.
Well, let's keep on thinking about the different plans.
Foster looks concerned.
I think of the last time I smited Hard One.
So do I.
I think let's just fucking face this, right? Let's just see, and we'll fucking fight them if they're hostile.
I mean, they're coming for us, so why don't I just put it in park? We'll ram them if they don't seem friendly.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we stay in the car. We turn it around so we can like play chicken with them if they get hostile.
Yeah, so essentially you guys have like kind of drilled your own tunnel here. You back up. You really painstakingly turn around. You just make like
turn.
A way larger cavern here.
We are scuffing up this thing.
Yeah, it's and you know,
the turning radius
it's
on,
shaking
on
like crazy.
My car was a little better, actually.
Yeah,
Hard One, knocking over the dip spit.
This is definitely going slower than you would think it would.
So fat. Pass the dip spit. I'm down here with the petals. I'm not getting the dip spit.
I put a straw in so Callie can have some.
And you guys completely turn around.
I sip the dip spit.
Gross.
Hey, knock it off, you two. Drink the dip spit later. Cool it with the dip spit.
How many spell slots does Callie get back for the dip spit?
All of them, of course. Whatever your highest level one is.
Some freaking rare candy. She levels up.
So you see this blip is getting closer and closer to you guys until you see another giant drill car blasts into the tunnel in front of you. And you guys are facing it. You see within the bubble, the sort of long red hair and red beard, green skin of a fire giant in this other vehicle. And how are you guys hiding out or obscuring yourselves?
You know what I am going to do is, can I use prestidigitation to create heat to fog up the window?
Ooh.
Ah. Nice. Okay, Callie, go ahead.
And then I'll write a little check mark in the in the window fog.
Great.
If you don't want me to use prestidigitation to do that, I can basically like make some water and like searing smite.
Yeah, you guys fog it up with prestidigitation. That's totally normal. And also, your vehicle is rumbling. So a logical explanation could just be that your whole drill car is completely fucked up.
Yeah.
So, Callie, go ahead and give me a deception check.
Shout out to the two crew. Oh. Becomes an 11.
Mm. With an 11, as soon as he sees obscured glass, sees that you guys have turned around and are kind of trying to trap him, he immediately hits the drill on his thing. It begins spinning and he begins riding at you guys. Go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay. That's a 24 for me.
That is a 12 for Calliope.
19 for Saul.
Okay, hard one, you are first to act. You do have all of this smoke in the bubble with you, but you hear his drill start to go and him start to drive at you.
Can I get our drill going if we're going to drill joust?
Totally.
Okay.
Ooh.
Then I think I'm going to put the pedal to the flower and drive at him.
Rad. Okay.
The pedal to the stamen.
Hard one. As you ride in and joust with this other drill car, these two giant serrated edges start sparking and going into each other. Go ahead and give me an attack roll. Plus 8 to hit.
Okay. Hey, guys, can you put the cap on the dip spit? Come on.
Oh, Callie, I have to stop drinking it first.
No fair. I just started drinking it.
Shout out to the two crew on my attack.
Okay. You guys see that his drill bit gets like under yours and starts sort of lifting your drill car off the ground as yours just kind of sparks and fails to hit the armor plating of his car.
Can I action surge and try it again?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a 27.
Woo-hoo. Jesus. Okay, yeah. So hard one. You get your bearings. You back up. These big treaded tires under you bounce, and you are able to essentially like get over his drill for a second and drill directly into his tank. Go ahead and do your damage. It is 8d10.
Oh, my God. Yes. I fucking hate you.
Show him what this Subaru can do.
Fuck yes. 46.
Oh, 46 damage. Yeah, hard one. You begin drilling into the side of this car. That way more than hits his mishap threshold. I'm going to go ahead and roll a d20 and see what happens to his car. That is a 9. Weapon malfunction. Drill car only has one weapon.
Huge.
You hit like exactly where the giant drill bit connects to his car, and you break it off. And he's just in this like metal car, and you see the horrified face of this giant as he tries to back up and is just smashing buttons trying to get this thing to work again.
Sorry about that.
Hey!
Didn't mean to tap you.
You're not a giant, that's why your emotes didn't make any sense.
They're not.
Should we exchange information or something? You damaged our car a little bit is the thing.
You damaged my car!
It's just we're dinged over here.
After Hard One's turn, that is Saul's turn.
Okay. Is there anything I can do to just like give Hard One like the help action? I guess I'll just hold my turn and then like be prepared to like hit the gear shifter or something if Hard One needs me to.
Sweet. After Saul's turn, that's Callie's turn.
Should I go into his car?
Oh, you have abilities.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Is there any benefit to that?
I think that student driver over there needs a driving instructor.
Callie.
I'm having like a little bit of a moment that I'm like, right, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
See if he has more dip spit.
You see he's nervously chewing tobacco and spitting it out as he chugs Gatorade with the other hand.
Oh, shit.
How many people are in the car?
Just the one dude.
Just the one?
He's got tobacco tundra flavor.
I think I'm just going to face step into his car and say, you don't want this fight.
What the fuck?
That's right. I go wherever I want.
You appear in his cockpit And unlike your guys' car, where you guys are kind of just stacked up in a giant seat, this is at capacity already with him just in there. So you're just jammed in there with him, essentially like fighting over the one seat in a closed-in motorcycle.
Just in his lap.
Yeah, just in his lap as you guys both go for your weapons.
Okay.
I guess I just lay on the horn over on our side.
As soon as he realizes that you guys aren't giants, he starts shouting in the common tongue.
Get the fuck out of my car! How'd you get in here?
Okay, and then I think I want to, with my turn, cast enlarge self so that I'm his size and sort hunker down for a bit of
what the fuck?
You just start fucking expanding. You show up, you've got this weird, like, magma gas mask on, and you just begin expanding.
Oh, it's the spell that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I'm gonna say,
when you're a bard and you have such limited spells, you just really find out what they can do.
Yeah, I'm gonna say both of you guys jammed in there. I'm gonna have the car do a constitution saving throw to see if it busts or if you guys are just jammed in. It does pass. You see, starts like cracking the glass there, and you see energy gathering to try to like repair it. As you guys are both just like fucking clown card up against the glass.
This just feels like something I would do with my friends in high school, where you just be like, let me drive.
After Callie's turn, this dude is going to, I guess, I'm going to make you guys both do dexterity checks to try to get your weapons out of their holsters to try to attack.
Get out of the way! Get away from my dip!
Wait, dexterity checks or saves?
Checks to try to get to it. So he's trying to grab his sword. He has a -1 to dex. He doesn't get it on the first try, and he doesn't get it on the second try. So he's just wrestling with you, Callie. After the giant's turn, that's back up to Hard One's turn.
I don't know if I want to do anything to the car while Callie's inside. Can I just put it in park, step out, and knock on his windshield?
You're knocking on the window. It's your car was already fucked up when you found it. His car just lost the drill bit. The glass is cracking on the thing. Both of them are filling up the helm completely, trying to reach for their weapons, but can't get to them. You hear they're so big that they're just laying on the horn. There's just nonstop sustained horn.
I say to Harbin, hey Harbin, can you throw me up at the cockpit?
Sure, why not? Okay. I toss Saul like a softball.
Sweet. You underhanded throw Saul at the glass after knocking on it and getting a bad response from him. He just like tries to spit at you and gets tobacco spit all along the glass.
Wait, that's precious.
What do you mean?
Why are you discarding the dip?
Why is it precious? What do you mean?
Why do you think we're down here?
Why do I think you're down here?
We have heard legend of the fire
of
giant
my
dip.
Spit?
Yeah.
Please give me your dip spit in your bathwater.
What is with you and your hot body suits and your obsession with my spit?
Saul, what do you do as you get flung at the glass?
So I want to like slam onto the glass like a frog just like clinging up against like a windshield.
Great.
So I like flatten my body up against it and make my face look really weird. I activate my bioluminescence and I want to try Hour of Reaping again.
Okay.
Which he needs to make a wisdom saving throw, and on a fail, he'll be frightened until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
We're just like so tight in here. We're squeaking against the glass.
Yeah. Give me your dip.
Okay, on a natural one, which he deserves because this is a true horror scene, you see it's not his turn, but after Saul's turn, he's looking for the door, trying to reach around Callie to get to it,
give
to get to the
dip.
Handle.
Okay.
Can I open the door now?
Yeah, you open the door. Callie and the giants try to force themselves out, but they're both so enormous.
Excuse me.
Ladies first.
Okay, fine.
Please.
Go! Do you want to get out?
Yeah.
Then go!
I do.
Okay.
You first, actually.
What?
I changed my mind. I'm like, go.
Mixed messages.
Ladies decide first or second.
Great. Callie, you spill out with this giant, and you see this horn still completely down, just broken at this point, as this giant just starts taking off, running down the tunnel that you guys created to get away.
No. I want to go after him. The reason, I actually had a mechanical reason for doing this, which is that I have advantage on athletics check. So I wanted to like, I essentially want to like wrestle him to get information from him.
Got it. Okay. Well, Callie, your turn is before his turn. So he looks like he's going to book it as he falls out of you guys both fall out of the car.
Great. So I want to try to grapple him.
Great. go ahead and give me an athletics check. That was the tiniest squeak. Okay, he got a dirty 20.
I did not get that, but I will use my second attack to try to grapple him again.
Great, nice. He'll reroll. 26 that time.
Okay, so he gets away.
Callie, you go to grab him, but you guys are so covered in sweat and dip spit from the short amount of time you were in that condensation-filled bubble for like a couple seconds. He slips away, pushes off of you. Even though he's like super strong, even though you've enlarged yourself, he just kind of like hooks you under the armpit and just tosses you to the side as he keeps looking over his shoulder at Saul. And running.
Damn.
Come back here with that dip.
On his turn, he keeps looking over his shoulder at Saul, ditches the dip, and is going to take a full dash action and get 60 feet down the tunnel. After the giant's turn, that's Hard One's turn. Hard One, it's up to you. You don't have to deal with this guy. He's running away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Callie wants to question him for more of his spit, I have to imagine. Yeah. So I'm going to book it and try to trip him or grab onto his toes or something.
Okay, cool. Hard One, you have to take a full dash action unless you want to throw your javelin.
I don't want to hurt the guy. I feel like we've done a lot.
Let's just grapple him.
Yeah, I'm going to take a full dash and just kind of jog alongside him. Hey, bud, we got into a scrape back there. We really should exchange information.
I wanted to know if you guys needed a lift or something.
And we didn't. We clearly didn't. We just want your spit, you know?
Fine. She spits on you. Fine. You fucking freeze.
In a bottle. In a bottle, you sick fuck.
You can spit some knowledge at us as well. We want to know some information. But mostly the dip.
Hard One is dashing after him. After Hard One's turn, that is Saul's turn.
I am going to use Step of the Wind to go 100 feet.
Great.
Or, 60 feet. And then I will, attempt to grapple him as well.
Great. Go ahead and give me an athletics check against him.
Tiny frog in a suit, dead sprinting towards his giant.
I think we'll allow it, but I think you can't even grapple this guy.
I think what I want to do is I want to leap in the air and like lead with my feet and just try and hit him right in the lumbar.
Great. Go ahead and give me an athletics check.
Okay.
I can tell you have to beat a 27.
Oh. Just a 19.
Okay, yeah. You see, once again, just goes,
fucking freaky frog!
Grabs you by the armpit and tosses you so far, into the wall.
At this point, I feel like we just need to catch up so we can explain ourselves to him.
That's our Saul's turn.
We've been weird. We haven't been acting like ourselves.
That's Callie's turn.
Full dash.
Full dash. You chase him.
Get in here.
To catch up with him.
Okay. On the giant's turn, he's not frightened anymore. He attacks Hard One. He pulls out his sword and attacks Hard One twice.
Whoa, dude.
What do you mean, dude?
You're escalating.
This all started escalating. I came down to a drill bit pointed at me. That's a 21 to hit.
It does. But I don't know what I did to you.
And a 27 to hit.
Yeah, both do.
We just asked for a little dip spit.
Okay. 21 damage on the first attack, Hard One.
Come on.
28 damage on the second attack.
Oh, no, he's strong.
Jesus.
He's super strong. Yeah, you see, as soon as he gets his wits back on him, he just like butts Hard One with the back of the greatsword so hard it breaks his nose and then slashes him across the chest.
Get off of me!
Oh, fuck, dude!
It just gets so serious instantly.
Holy shit.
I said stop goofing around!
After the giant's turn, that's Hard One's turn. Yeah, Hard One, this dude means fucking business.
Dude, I just wanted your insurance card, but now you're fucked. I'm going to hit him with a menacing strike.
Oh, shit. New Battlemaster.
He has to succeed on a DC 17 wisdom save, or he'll be afraid of me now.
Okay.
Do we all have a fear thing? Don't fuck with a dog.
That's only... Yeah, God, he doesn't have great wisdom. That's only 6. So he goes,
whoa. All right, I didn't mean to escalate. God, is your nose okay?
No, dude, I need your insurance card.
Look, I have road rage, okay?
I need your insurance card right now.
Fine.
And as he hands it to me, I want to try to grapple him.
Great.
With my second attack.
I'm constantly trying to grapple this guy. Give me an athletics check. It's just the worst strategy to try to grapple the biggest dude you've ever seen. Dirty 20?
I got a dirty 22.
Great, okay.
Okay.
So we'll do a roll off. Okay, 21 that time.
I crit. That's a third. That is a nat 20.
So hard one form tackles the giant as this dude like shrugs you off the one time, starts running away. He's afraid of you. You form tackle him. He's just freaking out and scrambling and trying to get away from you as your face is smashed where he hit you.
Yeah, you cracked me right in the schnoz, bud.
I'm sorry.
I didn't like that at all.
Let me go.
You stabbed me. You stabbed me with a sword. After you crashed into me, too.
Saul, that's your turn.
You're being unreasonable, man. Okay. Is he restrained?
No, he's just grappled. He's at 0 feet. This is potential. This guy could kill you guys. He just did like 60 damage to Hard One, just to be clear. Like, you see, Hard One is injured.
Yeah. Right. He's afraid of me, but I should let you guys know I'm also afraid of him.
They're both just like whimpering as they wrestle each other. You still hear the horn and the whine of your engine.
Fucking truce, dude. Truce.
All right, truce.
I mean, his con's going to be super high, so I don't know if I should stunning strike. I'm trying to figure out how to resolve this quickly.
Yeah, maybe we need to kill him or knock him out.
Yeah, I'm going to try and like do non-lethal damage to him. I sit on his face and I start punching him in the eyes.
Yeah, go ahead and make attack rolls. Okay. It's such an insane scene.
You didn't signal properly.
I did. I was trying to give you guys a freaking jump.
It's a natural one on my first attack.
You punch him in the head and his skull so hard that it hurts your hand. He's still terrifying even though he's scared.
Sure, you were being hostile. Does a 19 hit?
19 does hit,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. And then I'll flurry of blows as well.
Great. Why do you guys always have really stupid fights against giants?
Is a 17 hit?
17 does not hit.
Okay, and then I imagine the 12 isn't going to hit either, so that's just one hit.
Great, you punch him in the skull.
I'm going to try and stunning strike him just on the off chance that he gets a critical fail.
Okay. That's a 30. I'm correct.
Cool.
He has a plus 10 to con save.
Sleep.
Just foaming at the mouth, trying to get away.
His nostrils
Never
are too big to
awake.
Plug.
It's like you just injected adrenaline into him. He's just frothing at the mouth, trying to get away.
Okay. That's 11 damage.
11 damage.
I'm whittling him down.
Yeah, you punch his ear super fucking hard.
Oh, dear me.
After Saul's turn, that's Callie's turn.
I think I want to be like, okay, bring it down. Let's breathe.
Okay.
Let's all be reasonable.
Give me a persuasion check.
That was a 16.
I'll say with a 16,
he goes, tell him to let me up.
We just need to know, what are you doing down here?
Let me up!
I look at Hard One. He wants to be let up.
Hard One takes his knee out of this guy's groin and lets him up.
See, kind of gets up, brushes himself off, and goes,
I'm looking for my comrades. I assume you small folk are doing the same.
Yeah. We are. What happened to your comrades?
I heard they had some kind of interaction with your comrades.
Oh, we found this. The one that we're riding was abandoned.
It wasn't abandoned. It was lost. We were going to retrieve it.
Well, here it is.
Here it is.
You're welcome.
I got it running, too. This thing was not in good shape when we got it. I mean, okay. Let me tell you.
I'm kind of freaking out looking at this guy over here trying to like avoid eye contact with Hard One. So I'm going to do you the favor of not kicking your asses. And I'll just take that drill car back.
All right. Well, your comrades, what were they looking for?
Yeah, what are you doing in this mountain?
Same thing anyone's doing in the mountain, trying to get rid of the fucking serpent.
The serpent's bothering you too, is it?
Yes, the giant earthquakes aren't good for business.
Probably not, yeah. For what, someone that lives underground, yeah.
Yeah.
What if I told you that we were here because we are going to take care of the serpent?
Small folk taking care of something as huge as a serpent. Don't make me laugh.
I step into his line of vision again.
You Don't make me kick this guy's ass. Tell him to back off.
I also want to point out that I am enlarged. Okay. So I am eight times as large as I usually am.
Eight times?
I think that's what it says.
Okay.
Enlarged. Yeah. Target's size doubles in all dimensions. Oh, and its weight is multiplied by eight.
Okay. So you're like a medium folk. So I'd say you'd have like an okay chance against the serpent. But these guys, and don't make me look at this guy.
Hey, bud.
Honestly, neither. I don't want to look at either of them. I'm just going to look at you, giant to medium person, okay? And just say that this is giant business, okay? We've got a way to take care of the serpent. Don't you worry.
Does it involve a giant with white hair?
Go ahead and give me an insight check.
Seven.
Shakes his head.
I don't know who you're talking about. Let's just say we picked up a little something in the mountains that's going to help us.
What is it? We all have an interest in getting the serpent out of the mountains, so why don't we pool our resources together?
Yeah.
Because every time we see forces from Iron Deep, we fight each other, like in this situation. So we're going to get the serpent, and then who knows, maybe we'll let it loose in Iron Deep.
Okay, so we're at a bit of an impasse here.
Okay, I'm just going to step out of the way so that he sees Hard One again.
I do a finger wiggly wave at him. Hi.
Saul goes translucent so he can see all his veins.
All right, well, we need to use this drill car because we are going after the serpent to take care of it.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for you to get rid of us because we're just going to weaken the serpent for you at best.
Okay, yeah, like I... give a shit. Just avoids eye contact with Saul and Hard One. Yeah, you guys just go take your thing. We'll call. You guys are lucky that I'm fucking merciful.
We are going to need your insurance card, though.
Yes.
Fine.
gives you a packet.
It's pretty extensive.
Yeah, I see. I say, oh, yeah, pretty good insurance.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, look at this policy.
Flooding? Okay. Wow.
What coverage?
Okay, thank you so much. Good luck with your car. And I'm just going to take this dip spit.
Like, I care. It's not like I was going to drink it.
Good, then it's not a problem.
Yeah, it's not.
All right. Well, I'm sure you want to say goodbye to Hard One, and then I just walk towards the car.
Put her there. No hard feelings. Let's bring it in for a bro hug.
Avoids eye contact, gives you a really polite handshake.
All right, just go. You guys go. I'm mad.
Mind if I ask, what's your deductible on this thing? I mean, the coverage is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm completely covered once it gets to 6,000 gold.
Incredible.
Before that, I had to pay out of pocket.
Is that a corporate policy or a personal?
Yeah. No, they don't want us busting up the corporate vehicles.
Well, sorry about your good driver discount.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go back through this tunnel because I don't have a drill bit anymore. And I'm not going to be able to find my allies.
When I look at his insurance papers, what is his name? The audio, you won't be able to have seen this, but the life just left Murph's eyes when I said
people want to know. People want to know this giant's name.
People need to know.
It's Jorb.
Well, on the insurance, George would have a last name.
Yeah, and a middle name, most likely.
Yeah, Joel, what is it?
If you guys ask me one more question, I'm gonna attack you guys again. Because I think I'm wearing out. I'm actually not scared of this guy.
Okay, let's let him go.
Starts looking menacingly.
Hi, George.
Bye, George.
It was really interesting to meet you. You'll be hearing from us. And I begin actual insurance work to try and get money out of it.
This is the third time Callie's committed insurance fraud, I think.
It's just old habit for me, really.
Sweet, yep. You guys see this guy in the most, awkward crash ever. You guys both get in your own vehicles. You have to work together. He has to back up at the same time that you guys back up to get your drill bit dislodged from his.
Okay, now cut it to the left. Good, you're free.
Stop telling me. Get back in your fucking car.
Saul is back on the windshield.
I just send him check marks. Yep. I send him a bunch of check mark emojis.
He sends a dollar sign.
Puts you on his block
list.
Definitely do a dollar sign. The money back flying away.
We should add him in our phone as Jor parentheses crash.
You see he takes a really long time to K-turn and then just starts riding out the tunnel that you guys created here.
Oh, that went about as far as it could have.
He was nice.
He was.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to harness divine power and get a second level spell back.
And great. I'm actually going to press play on our puddle of mud CD.
you guys go back in. Your cart rumbles to life.
All right. So now we know that they are going for it too, that the fire giants are inconvenienced by the serpent, but they... Yeah. Yet again, want to use the serpent for themselves.
Yeah, this is a wanted serpent. I think we have to find it first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Yeah. All right, Foster, are you ready to keep bringing us there?
Starts wobbling again with the motor and points in the direction that he thinks the serpent is.
I put this baby into gear.
Sweet.
And I plow it forward.
Bobble on.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
You guys plow forward, going in the direction that Foster is pointing you guys.
I thoughtfully swill the dip spit.
Thoughtfully swill the dip spit. Disgusting.
Can you be careful of the upholstery in here?
So as Callie and Saul continue to drink dip spit and
swill,
Hard One continues to drive the drill cart along. You guys turn around and begin going in the correct direction. Hard One,
we're drilling and swilling.
You are like fucked up though. You took like 50 damage. You guys do see that. You guys are all sharing one seat. Hard One is bleeding everywhere.
As much as I know that you want to drink the dip spit, you might actually be better with a healing potion, Hard One.
Do you think you could mix the two?
I uncork two healing potions and pour them into the dip spit and pass it to Hard One.
Oh, that is good. That is good potion. That is good spit.
That's the spit of the gods right there.
You can also, if you have any hit dice left over from before, you can also take essentially a short rest while you guys are riding.
Great. I'm going to be back.
Yeah. Hard one gets patched up, starts looking a bit better as you guys continue to ride along, burning through the puddle of mud CD, having to start again from track one several times.
Not regretting this.
Damn.
And as you guys go, eventually, you don't see anything in front of you on the radar or anything like that, but you do see that all of the lights on the dashboard and everything begin displaying what looks like some kind of warning. You see red lights flashing, and there's a little bit of like an alert sound.
I just remembered this is why I wanted to question him, to ask him what the fuck was going on with our car.
So this is new.
We have his insurance information. We can go to an auto body shop now.
I forgot.
This is a new alert.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys had the equivalent of a giant check engine light going on that is causing your cart to move slower. But this is some kind of new warning.
Hmm.
This is not like little like check engine light, like
is
engine's
this like
fucked
an
up.
Earthquake warning.
This is some kind of warning.
Huh.
Is it car related or is it outside car related?
You don't know.
Wonder if we should put it into park or if I should just keep on keeping on.
You know what? I'm going to, in case it's like some sort of earthquake warning, I'm gonna blade ward myself.
Okay.
And like be ready to cast Featherfall.
Great.
I'm going to restart the CD just so we're starting fresh.
Yeah, we want to go out on
track
top.
One. You guys are only on like track three. Go back to track one.
Yeah, start fresh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to prepare a reaction to inflate my throat and serve as an airbag for everyone.
Okay. You're going to take full damage unless you can explain to me what ability that is.
That is the flavor ability.
Great. Okay. So Callie prepares Featherfall. Hard one, what are you doing as you guys see this light go up?
Why don't I put it into a really low gear and go really, really slow?
Okay.
Okay.
I trust
you. Then we can do whatever we need to.
Okay.
All right.
You keep the drill car buzzing, and you do see this warning light flashes, but there's no tremor or anything like that, so it doesn't seem to be any kind of earthquake warning. But eventually you do burst through a dirt wall and see that there is nothing beyond. It opens into a pit. This seems to have been a warning to let you know that if you keep digging, you're gonna fucking fall down a shaft. But Hard One was driving slow. So Hard One, go ahead and give me a deck saving throw with advantage.
Okay.
That is a 4 on my second, but a 19 on my first.
There you go.
Okay.
Hard, when you yank the brake, there's this big like lever next to it that's like a handbrake. You crank it. You see the drill screeches to a stop as you guys teeter over the edge of this cliff. But you manage to keep most of the weight on the back end of it. So you guys are just poked into a giant tunnel.
Okay.
Saul's throat bag inflates.
Let's throw it in reverse. A really nice light reverse. Uh-huh. Kelly, you down there by the pedals?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say...
I'm doing such a gentle touch.
Go ahead and give me perception checks as you guys are hanging over this abyss, like this giant shaft.
17.
Dirty 20.
9.
Nice. I'll say, Callie's literally doing the pedals. She's in the pedals, so she can't really see. But Saul and Hard One, as you guys look out and see this giant pit that you guys are hanging kind of precariously over, but like safely weighted back, you see that this does not look like a regular mining tunnel. It looks like you see like the shapes of scales essentially like embedded in the dirt. It looks like this is one of this thing's burrowing routes.
Are there any like leftover scales embedded in it?
Yeah, go ahead and give me an investigation check.
Investigation is bad, but that's still going to be a 15.
Okay.
Or 14, sorry.
Yeah, you don't see... You would imagine this thing is pretty big, and this is probably a shock to you, Callie, because the last guy you saw was a little serpent, was like quite small. This one seems to be getting larger by the day, perhaps. Perhaps like consuming the mountain, essentially. Has created this whole like 100-foot diameter tunnel here.
Dear me.
And Saul, as you go along, kind of like climbing along the rocks here, because you don't even have to do a check, you can just like run up the walls, you do see like there's no full scale, because you could imagine this thing's pretty fucking big,
yeah.
But you do find like sparkles of like left behind bronze debris that you can imagine is probably from the serpent. It appears to be a bronze serpent.
All right, I put the debris in one of my mini pouches on my magma suit, and I hustle back to the car.
And with your guys' perception checks, Saul, you hear a groaning coming from deep in the pit.
It's hurt. I jump down and cast Featherfall.
No. It doesn't sound like a beast.
Oh.
It sounds like a humanoid.
Guys, there's someone down there.
I think we should go down.
Yeah.
We have ways. I think we should jump in and cast Featherfall.
All right.
Yeah.
I got the Featherfall ring. I'll cannonball into this thing.
Sweet.
And hold you too.
Yeah. Saul sprints down the wall.
Great. Saul sprints down the wall as Callie and...
Calliope whips out an umbrella.
Mary Poppins down as Hard One drops down cannonball style with the ring of Featherfall. You guys all float down with Foster.
Wait, the puddle of mud CD!
No!
It passes the point of no return. Saul can just run back up and get it.
Oh, wait, right. Saul, I got it.
Runs all the way back up, runs all the way back down.
Yes!
And you guys get to the bottom of this giant tunnel that's been created by the serpent going through, and see that there's a bunch of obviously like rocks and debris and stuff down here from like everything it knocked down as it was riding through. You see a bunch of different tunnels that looks like that's where it was like slithering through and stuff. You feel a tremor and feel that it's probably still further away, but it was here at one point. And as you guys land here amongst all these rocks, give me new perception checks. But you guys do hear you hear groaning from a humanoid coming down one of the tunnels.
18.
The 9.
15.
Saul and Callie, you guys see two bodies sticking out of the rocks here.
I mean, I'll prepare my lay on hands and go over to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys go over to them and you pull them out and you recognize these as being dwarves having very similar armor to what you guys have on, but with instead of like the red under it, like bronze coloring. Mm. And Hard One, you would recognize this to probably be like Jaina's honor guard, and they've both been killed.
Would I know these dwarves?
Yeah, Hard One, you go over and you take their helms off. And you see the face of one dwarf that you don't recognize, but another one that you do, that, you know, you hadn't spent much time in Irondeep recently, but this was someone you knew that was like a young dwarven warrior that 3 years ago when you came to Irondeep had just gotten the opportunity to join Jaina.
Oh, I hate
and,
that.
You know, you saw him like, brave in his like resplendent plate, excited to get to represent the Iron Deep crown. And here he lies in a pile of rubble far, far from General Bronzebeard, wherever she is.
I take a knee next to his body and I put his hands around his weapon.
You find his hammer nearby. You take both of them and you bury them here in the mines. With their weapons.
If that happened to them, then we've got to hurry. I'm worried about everyone else.
I'm sorry for your loss, Hard One.
I didn't know them well, but if Jaina trusted them, then these were good dwarves.
Yeah. And I'll say with that perception check, you guys can hear down a tunnel that whoever is making this moaning sound is... It's like a deep, deep voice that sounds kind of like a giant.
Okay. I'm still ready to lay on hands someone to try and write this, so I'm gonna go towards the groaning sound.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you guys continue through one of these dark tunnels, again shaped like a giant serpent with, you know, scale imprints along the wall, you guys have your torches out. And you find another one of these piles of debris,
and see a likely mortally wounded fire giant, body pressed beneath boulders from a rock slide. The only thing visible is his face and one of his arms. You see his face is twisted with pain. Blood is leaking from his gritted teeth. And he looks older than the other guy that you saw. His hair is mostly white, just has like some patches of red. And his square face is kind of covered in wrinkles. And he's a little bit splattered with blood. And as you guys walk over with your torches, you see he goes from eyes closed and just like making groaning sounds to bleary-eyed, opens them and goes,
"More of you in that ridiculous armor. The Allfather punishes us for our dishonor."
What happened to you, friend?
What hasn't happened to me in the past day? It was, of all things, one of the tremors and a collapsing tunnel that killed me after years of fighting.
You're not dead yet. We have potions. My friend can heal you.
Can potions cure a crushed ribcage?
I can try. Can I give him like 5 HP from my lay on hands to see if it
attenuates? Yeah, you give him, you basically are able to like give him some comfort. Like you put your hand on his head, you feel he's like feverish. He's probably been down here for a little bit. You see he's got like chapped lips. He's probably been trapped here for like a dozen hours or something like that, but does look like fucked up. But as you heal him, you do see a little bit more kind of constitution comes back. A little bit more blood goes into his face that was paling. And he goes,
"I assume you're trying to meet up with your small folk comrades."
"We're here to make sure everyone we care about is safe. But most importantly, we're here to get the serpent."
"To take care of the serpent." Wording is very important, soul.
Sorry.
Where did the small folk go? Did you scuffle?
We did.
Is that what happened to the two bodies back there?
I'm not sure. A group of us were sent to capture the serpent. And along the way, we encountered a crew of dwarves, and we were prepared to fight, but knew that if we weakened each other, the serpent would wipe us all out. So we decided to solve our issue by single combat, and our leader fought against theirs. But
what happened?
A disgrace. Dishonor. Just as the dwarf was about to win, my comrade used the weapon intended for the serpent on her. And now,
looks around, looks at all the rocks on him,
the Allfather punishes us.
What was the weapon?
What
was the weapon?
Tell us.
It's on Jaina now.
He had some kind of capsule that they were able to retrieve from automatons in the mountains. He was able to seal her in some kind of trap.
It was the same weapon they wanted to use on the serpent.
Yeah,
they've
I think so.
Trapped the general.
Where did they take her?
I'm not sure. After the tainted contest that led to more squabbling between ourselves and the dwarves, and honestly, me and a few of the other giants with our leader, eventually the serpent caught us unaware and destroyed the tunnel separating us.
Okay.
All right.
So, point in the direction that you last saw your comrade who has the general in a capsule.
You see, he laughs kind of in a, like, knows this is kind of a futile gesture and just points up.
But we fell a long way.
I see.
The only other person I've seen alive in the past day is one of your young pups.
Another dwarf?
Indeed.
Kenna?
Where were they?
When the serpent crashed through the mine that we were in, she and I were cast off in the same direction, and I saw no honor in fighting a young pup, though she tried to fight me.
You see, gives a little laugh, and a little bit more blood comes out.
Very spirited.
Very spirited. I imagine she'll be a problem for us in the future, but for now, there is no honor in that fight. She assumed, perhaps correctly, that our leader, if he survived, would take Jaina back to our city and was trying to follow me back there.
He would go back to the city, because I was trying to figure out if you think, since his deeds were dishonorable, if you thought that he would go directly back to the city, or if he wouldn't be able to go back without having solved the problem of the serpent.
I think opinions will be mixed. He is a prince, the younger brother of the new king of the Fire Giants. There are some, like me, who are disgusted by his actions. The dwarf fought valiantly, and we should have honored our code. The prince was supposed to use the capsule on the serpent. The serpent still terrorizes us, but going back to our city with the captured monarch of Iron Deep may win him a lot of fans.
So he chose the political play for saving everyone.
He chose not losing a fight honorably.
I make mental note of this fire giant predilection for honor combat, one-on-one honor combat, because that may come into play in the future.
Yeah, I'll say
when you invoke one of these combats? Do you fire giants have a name for it? Is it like the law of something, or is there like a certain code?
You would need only challenge an honorable warrior to a trial of steel.
A trial of steel. Okay. I mean, thank you for remaining honorable even in defeat.
Yeah. You honestly helped us a lot. Is there anything more we can do for you? Can we send for someone? I don't think we can free you from these rocks by ourselves, but maybe we can.
Do you have a message to give to anyone? I may not be the most welcome messenger, but I can try. I can be pretty tricky.
A lot of you small folk, very spirited indeed. Tell anyone who will listen not to trust Ultras.
So he is down there, is he?
Indeed, and he has the ear of the young king, Rallos.
Well, he's going to have the steel of the young Calliope Petrichor soon.
Is that your name, Calliope Petrichor?
No, it's actually his name.
Hi.
Just kidding, it's me. Yes. Guilty as charged.
Yeah. And I'm Saul Buffaut. Do you want some dip?
Saul Buffaut.
Maybe some palliative
I'll
dip.
I'll have a little bit of dip, thank you. And I will take something from you, if you wouldn't mind honoring a request.
Yeah. What do you need?
A clean death.
Is that really what you want? Are you ready?
Can I assess his body and see?
Yeah.
I tried to heal him already, right?
You tried to heal him. This is one of those things where like a revivify wouldn't work on him because he's been crushed. Like his body isn't.
Okay. You tell me how you want it.
Callie, could I take this?
Yeah, go for it.
If it's all right with you, if you find it honorable, I can take the last of your strength and send you on and fight in your name.
The smallest of all, perhaps the most spirited.
Where do you hope to go?
Perhaps the Ruby Dawn, to atone for the dishonor I witnessed today. My name is Rictus.
Rictus, I hope you find your way, and I hope that the honor of the giants comes back. Saul's going to
use Touch of Death.
Okay.
Which is a way of the Long Death ability. Basically, it allows me to get temp HP from ending someone's life.
Yeah.
But I'm going to kind of do it in like a
ritualistic like a peaceful way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You put your hand on his head and you see he looks at you confused, like definitely expected somebody to just like chop his head off or something. But as you put your hand on his head, you see he instantly calms and goes into a peaceful sleep, and you feel his breath go from sort of like heaving and pained to even and calm as it gets slower and slower and slower. And you feel the life leave his body, and you feel a gathering of spores in your fingertip that feels hot to the touch as you take some of his life energy with you, and it travels up into your body, and you feel this presence and this knowing of this giant's honor and kind of purpose in life and love for his kingdom under the mountain.
I think I try to speak to like whatever vegetation and life I can feel in the area and try to whisper to them to issue him onwards towards the Ruby Dawn.
You send a message along, and as you send off a message for him, you feel him send one more message to you through the sparse vegetation that's around. You feel a message enter your mind.
The young pup is in danger.
And you feel further down the tunnel, you essentially get like a map of where you need to go to get to the quote young pup.
I think after a second I pull out and I say, Kenna, I think I know where she is.
All right, take us.
Lead the way.
All right. Saul takes off in a sprint.
You guys take off in the direction that Saul sort of felt that you guys had to go. And you guys weave through different tunnels, different ways in which the serpent has traveled. And eventually you begin to hear an amplified voice through some kind of machine going,
Excuse me, we're going to need you to come out. We can't leave you to navigate the mines alone, okay? We do have thermal scanning, so we will find you eventually. We see you running around and hiding down there. Thanks.
Is this...
That's Bronra.
Oh! All right, let's fucking sneak up on Bronra.
All right, yeah. Time for us to reschedule this meeting.
Yeah.
You guys... follow the sounds of the voice and see another one of these large openings where it looks like the serpent essentially like went up and down, tearing up the mountain here. See another serpent path, 100 feet in all directions. There are large rocks and boulders and things to hide behind on the ground here. And you can assume that the girl is hiding somewhere down there. And above, scanning the rocks, kind of flying low, is a sleek mothership drill jet. You can imagine maybe this is the thing you guys caught on the radar that was going by fast. You see this floating vehicle with omnidirectional thrusters that boost it throughout the cave. It also has attached drills that look to have burrowing capabilities. The pilot is behind a protective bubble with an arcane shield, and on both sides of him are two floating sidecars that each have their own helms. In each one of them, you see one of the Bronzebeard siblings. You see Bronra and Mortis, who you had seen at Lay Lantern.
Okay.
And yeah, you hear Bronra is telling Kenna to come out.
Do I see a coward Kenna somewhere?
Yeah, go ahead and give me perception checks.
And would Swag Daniels be here as well?
You would think that he would probably be here, but you don't see him in the cockpit. But this is a larger vehicle than you guys were just in.
Right.
This is like a little ship. You would think that there'd be like little cargo holds, probably a place for passengers. You, I think, are probably also a little shocked to see Bronra and Mortis here, because Mortis seemed like kind of just a like fail son or somebody. But perhaps in the past 24 hours, you guys killing a bunch of people and fucking over Bronra has forced their hand to come themselves.
Hey, Well, if Swag's not here, there's a chance that they have a bead on the serpent and they send him off after it. I don't know.
What'd you guys get on your perception checks?
Only 12.
16?
17.
Okay. You guys have emerged from a tunnel here. It dips down a little bit. The sort of floor of the cave is lower than where you guys are. So you guys are kind of looking out over this sort of field of rocks down here as this drill jet is going around and looking for everyone. And you see hiding behind a large rock is a young dwarf, a little bit scrawnier than a full adult warrior. As Jaina Squire, you would think she's probably late teens or early 20s, but it's hard to tell because she's got on full armor, pretty similar to you guys, but with more like bronze accents to it. And she looks determined. You see she has a helm on, so you can't really read her face, but she's not like cowering. She's doing like tactical like rolls to get from like rock to rock to try to avoid them. But you see that this is kind of inevitable, and you get from the way Bronn was talking, it seems like they were riding through here, they saw her and said, "You gotta come with us," and she's rolling around kind of denying the inevitable.
Right. Spirited.
I'm just wondering, I don't know if there's any way we can fight a jet.
Right. I could try, though. I just experienced this little fae step. I could try to fae step in there and hit the, like, open button.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know how to drive a jet? Maybe you don't, but that's perfect. Because all we need is for that jet not to drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you want us to give you the distraction you need? Or do you want to just...
I think I don't even need a distraction. Do I know this little jet? Like, do I have any experience with a similar vehicle that I might know? Like,
it's a strange kind of flying machine. You see that within this cockpit, you just see the pilot, but there definitely could be passengers in there. It's big enough to hold several people.
What do you two think is the move? I don't even think that we need a distraction. It's just luck if we can get it open. I mean, because
I think that is the distraction.
What is?
I think if you do that,
we can here.
Maybe grab Kenna.
You can grab Kenna.
Uh huh.
And then, do I try to just escape and then meet up with you?
I think my thought would be get in that cockpit, point the controls straight down, try and crash it, get out, and then we'll grab Kenna and go.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll be able to do that, but. I feel, maybe I just do that to try to distract them while you guys get Kenna and then figure out some sort of egress.
Yeah.
And maybe Kenna can't take these guys on her own, but maybe with the three of us, we all can. Maybe we don't have to run.
Are we thinking of trying to fight this out?
Yeah. If you can get in that cockpit and neutralize that jet, or at least like set it off course or give us a little time, I think, that's the play.
For me, this is a smash and grab, but maybe all we need to do is a smash. Maybe we don't need the extraction.
Do we see like a tunnel that we could get her into that the jet couldn't
there
follow?
Are the serpent went fucking nuts. This looks like the inside of like a beehive or something, just like tons of holes everywhere where this serpent had been.
We could coordinate an attack. I can throw a javelin at the same time as Callie face steps into the jet.
Let's try to do that then.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're distracted by Kenna right now.
Yeah, they are distracted by Kenna. Fuck.
We can't just like leave a kid in a cave real deep. So you're going to have to come with us, please. Hi.
I'm going to throw the spear at Bronra. I'm sorry. I have to.
I know. Okay. Then I'm going to try and face step in and just attack.
Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
10.
18.
14.
At the top of the round, and you guys can go in whatever order you guys want to go, but hard one, that is your turn.
Okay. I want to throw my javelin and call lightning at Bronra, but I want to wait and do it at the same exact time. Face steps, yeah.
Okay, great. So hard one, you prepare a javelin. You're kind of hiding around the side of this tunnel. After hard one's turn, that is Saul's turn.
The moment I see the lightning strike and there's a flash, I'm going to run into the tunnel and make contact with Kenna.
Great. Okay, yeah. So you go to kind of scoop and help Kenna.
Yeah.
After Saul's turn, Callie, that's your turn.
Okay, I think I'm going to fae step into the pilot's seat.
Okay. Callie, on your turn, you run out onto this battlefield, jump down the lip of this tunnel. and begin running towards the ship. You see that the ship seems to like get you on kind of like it was saying it has like some kind of thermal sight, starts to react to you. You see that the entire jet begins to propel itself to turn around to face you, and you face step inside the cockpit, and you get within this bubble, and you see that there is a exasperated like goblin pilot in there. What the fuck?
I'm gonna command him. Grovel.
Okay. What kind of save does he make?
Wisdom.
Fails. Just instantly turns to you and goes, okay, I'll grovel for what? What do you want me to grovel for?
I just need
just grovel, okay?
I just need you to get. I just need you to rescind to the wheel.
Okay, yeah. Please. Please fly.
You're welcome. Please You're fly. Welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Fly, please.
Yes, I'm going to fly.
Fly, please.
I'm going to fly. Okay. I'm going to fly. Buckle up, though, okay? I like to run a safe ship.
Please.
And as I say that, I take the wheel and I just start to steer it directly to try and crash it.
Great, yeah. You just start steering the wheel into the ground. Yes. After Callie's turn.
Being aware of where Kenna is, of course.
Being aware of where Kenna is, yes. So you begin to aim it down so that you can crash it into the ground.
And step on the gas.
And you step on the gas. After Callie's turn, you guys let me know what you guys do.
I guess, actually, since I have Featherfall, I'm going to run and swan dive off of the ledge and chuck a javelin right at Bronra as I do it.
Great. Okay, so you're going to like Bronra's side.
Mm-hmm. Finally circling back here. 22 to hit.
22 oh, yeah. Hits. Pierces the metal on her side of the jet.
Great. And I am going to call lightning. 29 damage.
Fuck 29 yeah. damage. You see it cracks into the metal plating and sends shockwaves through the entire ship. And you see a bunch of warnings and stuff flashing on her side of the ship. After Hard One's turn, Saul, what would you like to do?
Okay, so I think I kind of just run along the wall and down towards the tunnel where Kenna is.
Great.
My arms are kind of flapping behind me as I go.
Great.
I'm going to get in there and try and like just squeeze my way back to where Kenna is if I can in one turn.
Yeah, with your monk abilities, you're more than fast enough. You're able to run across the wall and get behind the same rock as Kenna. You see, she turns. She sees someone in pretty similar armor and she goes, are you a Knight of Irondeep?
I'm here with the Knight of Irondeep. Hard One Surefoot is here to save you.
You see, she just
I'm feather falling towards the ship right now, right?
Hard One Surefoot's here.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Hard One chill out, chill out. All right.
Okay, because I'm kind of looking for an interim knight to squire for. Do you think he's
so
looking
quick.
For a squire right now? Because I'm trying to get back General Bronzebeard, but I could be. She said that if somebody else needs help, then I'm allowed to help them. Then I'm allowed to squire for anybody.
Okay,
that needs
I
help.
Really admire your climbing ability, social and otherwise. But
it's not a climbing thing. I'm just trying to help. Do you need a squire?
Currently, yes. I need your help escaping from here.
Okay, great. Let's get out of here. Yeah.
Okay, you're going to see that Hard One just threw a javelin up there,
great.
And that's what all that lightning flash is. My friend Callie, I would say equally, if not even cooler than Hard One, is in the main cockpit crashing that ship.
You know, your voice carries in this tunnel. I don't know why you said, if not cooler. What was that addendum?
She the one that just appeared inside that ship and started crashing it?
Yeah, that was her.
I love that kind of reckless behavior.
Yeah, Hard One's here, right?
Very cool.
Yeah. So anyway, we got to get out of here. So I follow me, I guess.
For Iron Deep.
And she salutes and begins running after
yep,
you.
Yep, right. We
I
skedaddle.
Say, for Iron Deep as I'm plowing this ship into its own demise.
Make the goblin say it too.
For Iron Deep, please. Crash the ship, I beg you.
You know what? I'm going to save your fucking life, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to work for me?
Yeah, please.
Oh,
let me work for you.
God.
Callie, rub it in wires.
I'm so cute.
Let me work for you.
I love
please.
You.
Is everyone getting a squire?
As Callie goes to crash this ship, and as this goblin is groveling with her, we do get back to the top of the round. So Callie, you are using these controls to just like fucking nosedive and tank this thing.
Yeah.
You suddenly feel a froggy hand on your shoulder and a familiar voice go, I told you not to get in my way. And you see the flash of a frog fist in your face.
Oh.
And that's where we'll end our session.
No!
It feels even worse when it's me doing it.
Swag,
Daniels.
Swagged again.
Swagged again. I'm doing a coup with the goblin you're invited.
We have open call for squires. Swag, it could be you.
Sweet, guys. Yeah, we'll talk about this more over on our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Don't do it. Sorry about that.
Does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
I want to re-shout out the person who sent homemade dice with their snake's shed skin in it.
Ooh.
Because I'm obsessed with these dice. I think they... That and a dice that someone gave me on the road, which has a little, I think it's Saturn in it. I've never felt so connected to two dice before. I love, it's not even that they're rolling anything special. I just love to look at them. And then I also want to shout out the person who sent us a crochet Baba Yaga hut.
Oh, yeah.
It's sick. So sick.
That was sent by Jin T. Thank you so much. And those dice were sent actually by John and Kayla from Raven Roll Resin. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I love these dice.
Thanks for the skin.
So much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the skin.
They're so magic.
We appreciate it.
I would love to plug Games and Feelings, which is a podcast from Eric Silver and Jasper William Cartwright.
Oh, sick.
It's over on the Multitude Network, and I got to be a guest on there, I think maybe a couple weeks back at this point. But go ahead and give that a listen. Listen to my episode. Listen to the show in general. And also listen to all the things on Multitude. They also have Join the Party on there, another tabletop show. So check it out.
Sweet, guys. And you can follow us on social media that we may or may not use, at @SuitsMersMe. At Caldy's Caldwell, at Extra's Emily, and at Jake Rhodes is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using #NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
It's the end of another episode, which means it's time to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders. Let's get right to it. Brad D, Jeffrey S, UC, Later McSkater, Matt M, Cutter W, Feared Al, Daniel G, Dungeon Mama, okay, maybe a little bit sexual, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, aka Balnor's Boy, Hoyd's Friend, Justin I, Ragnar Fairdwind, TJ M, Trele the Cray, Disillaneous, Christopher B, Damiel R, Jordan L,
Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, another cyborg version of Josh the Kobold,
Princess Yar, Michael L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, star of every film ever made in Bohemia, now starring as a tin of beans in Hard One's reality show, Airship Interiors, Samuel B, Mike H, Alka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Panama James, Andrew the Druid, Hadrian, Rex Daniel the White, Deanna De Los Lopez, CC Lulu, Timmy R, Lucas B, Reiko, It's Kevin, Calder Will Come Cold Again, Winter Is Coming, #CCC Forever, shout out to my fairy followers, Taylor B, the Vengeful One-Winged Angel, Cass, Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Steven C, Mike K, Lady Taco, Joy T, Jake L, Nick W, Swashbuckling Swag Snagger, Foster, the Queerest Duck, wishing everyone a happy Pride Month. Happy Pride, y'all. William W, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Eric McD, Riot Ryan, Hungry Dave's Frisbee Golf Bud, what is up, my dude? Ananarama, Percival Frederickstein, Von Musel, Klasowski, De Rolo III, Idom, the Sample, Damples, J. Dragonborn, Vincent, Thrum as you are, Daniels, sweet, The Sandrian, Ben A, Dave H, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's assistant, Izzy F. DPC is awesome! Shone, the shade tree mechanic of Zelbaldar. Summer Rose, aka Grand Terre. Marky Mark, the marvelous mining engineer. Cat C. Kel Slay. Misa of House in Zunza. Ariel, the occasional mermaid. Selena N, aka Velaciraptor. Be perky always.
Pat L. Savexel. Achutha A. Lauren H.
Talia.
Ryan S.
The Bone Duster.
Robot Crisps. Ball Business Illustrator Insert Request. Ooh, I want to see a picture of Callie and Foster wearing matching scarves that Saul knitted for them. Hard One has one too, but he's wearing it as a belt. Bloops! Carly Ann, Addie K, Connor S, Salil, Leviathan, BioQuirt 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trub Hop Dropper, Sydney Tatum, Jack Hubert, Crabster Champion of Crod, Scuttling Sideways Towards Tomorrow, Aphorex, Lindsay W, Juicy Kiwi, Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Noah, the Bagel of All Things, James G, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger, Stripey. Dandy, Eric B. Marcos P. Learns, the Balance Druid. Dakota James P. Frida M. Pagos, betrothed, self-proclaimed Fey Prince. Tracy P., the Crick Elf Librarian. Andy E. Holly, Hyena. Kristen Z. Leia C. Hunter H. May B. Pixel Stars. Akash T. Cal, just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N, Russell H, a monk named Dilgo, yes, the whole thing, yes, every time, our friend Simon in Dreamland, reperforming his puppet show for Olivia and Meg. Oh, that's what he meant. Keychain's Pentium 2 processor, Lorelei the succubus and Kyra, her busty queen, your friendly neighborhood Yaunt and Yunkle, Andrew and Sid, John Adams, yes, like the president. Meg, the mail carrier manager of Bohemia, who's gotten promoted due to her superb service to Simon. Great job, Meg. James F., M4L, Austin S., Wayfarer, has now settled into their new life in the Fey Realm as a florist. What could go wrong? Barpo Goodbarrel, barbarian and brewer emeritus of Waterdeep. Marybeth C., Malora, devotee. Welshlander, Garrett G, a.k.a. One Big Curd, Mr. D, Dana the Daisy, Sean J, Ethan B, Renee the Monster Captain, Gabriel W, Rinkerbell, Box Clifton, the Once and Medium King. Hang in there, Medium King. Hope's Dagger, the only dagger of hope. Olivia, the enchanting bard who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mountain Crows. Winter Slade? Forrest H, a.k.a. Life is like a box of Martha Togold's sticky buns. Riley S, Fico, Angry Wheat. Ya boy, Anthony, who moved positions and can't listen to podcasts at work anymore. Josh H, Jack R, Mango Empanadas, Trogdor, the Burninator, Clementine T, Caleb L. This message has been brought to you by fairies in support of hashtag CCC. Alex R., Bunker Master and Player Disaster. Cantrip Dumbledore, the bear onesie-wearing barbarian. MJ, the BFG, drinking tea by the sea. Dogs of Babel. Calvius Silverfang, Gino T., Mama Bell. The Silver Serpent herself, please save my subterranean son. Funir, Dr. Tolkis, Bow Chicka Wow Wow. Derek D., Tristan G., Leon K., legendary hero of Bohemia from a future campaign. Jazzman and Fam, Pawpaw's elite team of lawyers currently representing Emily in the case of Yabba Dabba Do, No Sir, Yabba Dabba Do Not. Alex K., Joshua P., Joshua S., Linz W., Emma S., Red, the Reforged, Warforged, Mr. Craft, Dragon Knight 86, The Godly King, Hard One's Hot Hump Gunk. Shell B, now made it to 2019 and is chasing the two crew back to 2023. Woke up with a Triss and she liked it. Jake S, Pratan S, Jackson R, Tur Hex, Michelle, Andrew S, Caitlin D, Zborb, Blake H, Big Bev's bestie, Lloyd, the rat that controls my cerebellum, Appa Remy from Ratatouille style, and of course, Shelby C. Thank you all so much for your support. If you would like to join this illustrious number, you can do so by going to patreon.com/nadpod. That's patreon/NADDPOD. You already sang, so you don't have to do it. We'll see you here next week. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.